What is the heart of everything? Sometimes it's fenced off with barbed wire. Sometimes it's simply here for hire. But when it sets your heart on fire, when there's this burning cold desire, what is the heart of everything?
Civilization based on science and technology. And we've cleverly arranged things so that almost nobody understands science and technology. Now that is as clear a prescription for disaster as you can imagine. It's a combustible mixture of ignorance and power. It's a combustible mixture of ignorance and power. There's another reason why I think Pop Horizon Science is important, why I try to do it. We slide almost without notice into superstition and darkness. It's a combustible mixture of ignorance and power. slide almost without notice into superstition and darkness.
Some reduced to praying as they drive. Five people have been found dead in their cars.
Vineland can be viewed as Pynchon's eulogy for the counterculture, given the recurring themes of power structures, Ronald Reagan, paranoia, 1984, conspiracy, and societal control, rampant consumerism, and the rise of the yuppies.
Thank you. flowers, babe, and see the children play. Lay back and groove on a rainy day. Well, I can see a bunch of wet creatures. Look at them on the run. The carnival traffic noise, it seems, the tune splashing. Even the ducks can move. Rain bathing in the parkside pool. And I'm looking out my window still, still digging everything. And you too. We'll be right back.
Vamoose Island.
Trump is off his fucking rocker. Trump is off his fucking rocker.
Silent.
Behind the veil of yachts, guns, and supermodels is a man who has lied about his entire life story, has failed at basically every business he started, and is now desperately clinging on to relevance.
Wreck this mess.
Come again. church in Charlotte added mannequins dressed as ICE agents standing over Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus. An unidentified man approaches the nativity and knocks the mannequins to the ground.
Florida man claiming people were eating his brains leads police on insane golf course chase.
Shadow lurking on the doorway. Who doors on the brink of silence? place, mere whispers of a wasteland. This place, mere whispers of a wasteland.
It's 8:48 p.m., and a bad night is only just beginning. Thank you. only captures the sound of the impact. Captures the sound of the impact.
Oh yeah, he's a hero. Always got a toothpick in his mouth. Hangs around the docks at night. He's tough. Mafia Jersey tough. He's got a big gun, too. More than that if he needs it. Hand grenades, knives, a fast car. He kills the men he hates. He kisses the woman he saves. It's real simple. He's a cop. Super cop. Plain clothes, and he doesn't need the force. Just their computer. Fuck the force. Law's law. My law's law, too. He's a one-man army in urban USA. Location: Third World Hoboken. And the public likes it. Buys it, sucks it up. He wears sunglasses and a blacker leather jacket, too. Black like the bad men wear. Black like the junkies wear. Black like the undercover cops wear. Black like the priests. He's not completely good, though. Evil, crazy revenge. It's inside him. He can be borderline insane. It's because of his past, his dark and hidden past, and the public likes it, buys it, sucks it up. He's fixed on keeping justice up in front. He keeps his gun in his pants, Jersey style. He's strong like a butcher, doesn't say much, afraid of nothing. Boxes dead carcasses of beef. He's burned criminals to death, ruined a motorcycle gang, and he slaughtered a giant armed maniac. He killed him with a meat hook, and then he burned his body. He's out there. A rebel. A nonconformist. A loner. Spearing the Toreadors of evil. Taking on two at a time, seeing violence before it happens and always coming through with the more violent solution. He's action-packed. He's tough. Always got a 5 o'clock shadow. Never sleeps. Watches the TV news. Drinks Pepsi to stay alert. He polishes his badge. Cleans his gun. Imagines the severed heads of dragons in the night. And he's never afraid. Never backs off. Because he's tough. Tough like Jersey. Tough like these times. Tough like the American public likes to be. Tougher than the gangs. Tougher than the devil. Tougher than communism. Tougher than Baghdad. Tougher than a fatwa. Tougher than the oil, the critics, and much, much tougher than the intelligentsia. He's tough.
This is Wreck This Mess number 1278. It's the end of the year. Time to take out the garbage.
What?
Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction!
I don't know.
Say it!
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. The revolution will not be televised. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm women liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised.
Willa? Willa?
Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction!
No, baby, it's me. Will, it's me.
Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction!
Okay! It's your dad, Willa! Will no longer be so goddamn relevant. Look at me.
Who are you?
It's your dad.
The revolution will not be televised. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Willa? Willa?
Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction!
No, baby, it's me. Will, it's me.
Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction!
Okay! It's your dad, Willa. Will no longer be so goddamn relevant. Look at me.
Easy listening. Easy listening. Easy listening.
Rec Fave Faves 1271. Rediscover a treasury of timeless classics, rejoice in the beautiful melodies, cherish your sentimental favorites, and swoon to the unforgettable songs that will cast you adrift again and again to float on a soothing sea of lulling satisfaction.
Easy listening.
The TV junkies sit, watching propaganda till they're sick and tired of it. But even those who've sat through worse and haven't seemed to care This continuous hypocrisy is just too much to bear. Each one respectively in turn, hardly bothering to scoff, rise up with common cause in mind to switch the damn thing off.
Set adrift with the timeless pleasures of
accurate radio in an inaccurate world.